USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is urging people not to give back the difficult progress we've made against COVID-19. Over 30 states are reporting that cases are going back up. He's also hailing the new jobs report with over 900,000 jobs created in March.
My message to the American people is this. Help is here. Opportunity is coming.
But he says progress can be reversed and that his recovery plan, including the new infrastructure package, are badly needed. It's back to the drawing board on Iran's nuclear program. The State Department is announcing that talks will resume, but they say the U.S. and Iran won't talk directly at this point. They're scheduled to be held on Tuesday in Vienna, Austria, on the future of the Iran nuclear deal. It's been 3 years since former President Trump pulled out of the agreement. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The U.S. economy added close to 920,000 jobs in March, according to the Labor Department. Analysts say even stronger numbers are expected in April and May. The unemployment rate dipped to 6% in March, according to the report. The department said the share of U.S. workers who are working remotely or from home fell to 21%. President Biden said, "The credit for the progress belongs not to me, but to the American people." Mayoral candidate Andrew Yang was discharged from a New York City hospital after he was admitted for a kidney stone. Yang, a Democratic tech entrepreneur who became a household name when he ran for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination, announced on Twitter that he was out of the hospital. Yang tested positive for COVID-19 earlier this year and experienced mild symptoms. He was forced to temporarily halt his in-person campaign for New York City mayor until he recovered. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
One senator is reaching out to world leaders hoping to gain support for relocating the Winter Olympics. USA's Tim Berg reports.
Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott has written to Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, encouraging him to join the senator's push for the Winter Olympic Games to be relocated away from China over its human rights violations. The senator saying he's also written President Joe Biden, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson to support the campaign. Scott saying he's not calling for a boycott of the Winter Games, as it would hurt only athletes who trained all their lives for the event. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Texas is cracking down on social media censorship. USA Radio's Jeremy Scott has more.
The Texas Senate has passed a bill forbidding social media companies with at least 100 million users from blocking, banning, demonetizing, or discriminating against any of their users due to political views. Senate Bill 12 was sponsored by Republican State Senator Brian Hughes.
We all have to acknowledge these social media companies are the new town square, and a small group of people in San Francisco can't dictate free speech for the rest of us. It needs to be an open exchange of ideas.
The bill would apply to Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and other platforms. It would require companies to, among other things, create an appeals process. The bill now moves on to the State House. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.